This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Up for discussion at the Federal Communications Commission today, who will pay for 5G, fancy new wireless internet? Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports.
To deliver 5G, carriers like AT&T and Verizon have to roll out new hardware all over the country. Nicole Turner-Lee is a fellow at Brookings Center for Technology Innovation.
All of this costs money on the part of the private sector to bring the actual infrastructure to communities.
Like renting space on utility poles from local governments, which averages $500 per pole per year, but can be thousands in places like New York City. The FCC wants to limit those fees, arguing savings from urban areas could help connect rural areas. Jerry Lederer is a lawyer at Best Best Krieger, working with cities who are fighting this proposal.
You can't take the savings from the Lincoln Center and automatically attribute that they're going to be invested in Lincoln, Montana.
Without guarantees those savings would be reinvested, Lederer says the FCC's proposal could cost communities up to $2 billion in lost fees. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.